When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Nothing quite as eternal as a great popular song. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM, WPPB, Peconic Public Broadcasting. And today we are going to celebrate the composer of that wonderful song, It's Only a Paper Moon. Anybody know who was singing that? Show of hands, some wonderful old troubadour? It was actually Paul McCartney from a recent album. So it just goes to show you that the charm of Harold Arlen's music runs like a string from 1905 all the way up to the present. And that particular song is my little shout-out to Lucille Van Bars on her birthday. So welcome to the show, and thanks to her for inspiring me to do a whole broadcast on the stage music of Harold Arlen. Harold Arlen, as some of you may know, was born Hyman Arluck in Buffalo, the son of a cantor. And cantors seem to have amazing progeny like Kurt Vile and Al Jolson and Steve Lawrence, which I didn't realize, Earl Mostel. All of them seem to have inspired great music, not surprisingly. And Harold Arlen listened to a lot of blues and jazz music growing up and eventually found his way to New York City, where he was a pit band, piano rehearsal accompanist, and eventually segued over in the early 30s to the wonderful Cotton Club up in Harlem, where he wrote some incredible standards with lyricists. His main lyricist there was a man named Ted Kohler, much undervalued. So let's go all the way up to Harlem. Let's take the A train and hear two wonderful songs from the Cotton Club written by Harold Arlen. The first is Kicking the Gong Around. If you listen carefully, you'll know that's, not the most salubrious task. You'll find out what that's about. And then we'll go into stormy weather. So first, let's hear Cab Calloway, Kicking the Gong Around, music by Harold Arlen.
It was down in Chinatown, all the cokies laid around. Some were high and some were mighty low. There were millions on the floor when a knock came on the door, and there stood old Smokey Joe. He was wet and cold and pale, he was looking for his frail. He was broken, all his junk ran out. Nobody made a sound as he stood and looked around, and then you'd hear old Smokey shout, "Tell me where is Minnie?
Tell me where is Minnie?
My poor Minnie.
Your poor Minnie.
Has she been here kicking the gong around? If you don't know Minnie,
don't know Minnie,
she's tall and skinny. She gets her pleasure kicking the gong around. Skitty wanna loot it, eat it, wanna load it, eat it, lady.
Yeah!
Skitty wanna load it, eat it, wanna load it, lady.
No!
Skit bot doot dot doot it, want to doot it, lady.
No!
Just tell her Smokey Joe was here and had to go. And as he departed, the curtains parted.
The curtains parted.
And there stood Minnie kicking the gong around.
Life is gone, stormy weather. Cause my man and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time. Keeps raining all the time. I walk around heavy-hearted and sad. Night comes around and I'm still feeling bad. Rain pouring down, blinding every hope I had. This pittering, pattering, beating and splattering drives me mad. Love, 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 love. This misery is just too much for me. Can't go on. All I have in life is gone, stormy weather. Since my man and I ain't together, keeps raining all the time, keeps raining all the time.
That incomparable Harold Arlen tune was sung by its originator, Ethel Waters. Some of you may have thought that was Lena Horne who originated it, but 'twas not the case. We'll hear more from Lena Horne and Harold Arlen in a moment. So we're just about to wind up Harold Arlen's career at the Cotton Club. We'll have one more song, as upbeat as Stormy Weather is downbeat, sung by Frank Sinatra, I've Got the World on a String.
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I got a song that I sing, I can make the rain go. Anytime I move my finger, lucky me, can't you see I'm in love? Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold the string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let it go. I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold the string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let it go. I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world. Man, this is a lie. Hey now, I'm so in love.
Well, if that doesn't get your juices flowing, I don't know what will. We're talking about the stage career of the wonderful composer Harold Arlen today on Broadway to Main Street, and he gets his first major Broadway show called Life Begins at 8:40, not to be confused with tonight at 8:30. And this was a review that featured such wonderful performers as Burt Lahr and Luella Geer and Ray Bolger. We'll get back to Bolger and Lahr in a little bit as well. And here are lyrics by Yip Harburg, who wrote It's Only a Paper Moon with Harold Arlen back in 1932. And it's an interesting little spoof on Noel Coward's rather louche version of a ménage à trois called C'est la Vie, and this is a live performance from a Broadway to Main Street concert I did a year ago at Guildhall, featuring Emily Bergel, Adrian Lennox, and Marty Moran. So take it away with C'est la Vie.
Life is gay, we agree, when our heart it is big enough for three.
Night and day, ma chérie, me for you and you and you for me.
We're living in the smart upper sets. Let other lovers sing their duets. Duets are made by the bourgeoisie,
but only God can make a trio. Little love nest for three.
La poussière through in a rendezvous
where three can live cheaply as two.
Savoir faire in the air.
If the neighbor should talk, do we care?
This is fun. Three hearts beating as one. C'est la vie, c'est la vie.
In a cute little love nest for three.
Breakfast will be set.
We'll awake and have crepe Suzette.
Oh, c'est l'amour, c'est la guerre. C'est la vie,
c'est la vie,
c'est la vie. Where
this is fun. Three hearts beating as one.
C'est la vie,
c'est la vie, c'est la vie,
c'est la vie.
From Life Begins at 8:40, music by Harold Arlen, lyrics by Yip Harburg and Ira Gershwin. Well, today we were concentrating on the stage career of Harold Arlen, but he did do a one-off song with Yip Harburg for a movie called Metropolitan. And I thought it was worth playing because its rendition is by none other than Marion McPartland. And Marion McPartland, a giant in the field of public radio and one of the great jazz pianists of all time. We lost her last week. And in remembrance to her and to Arlen's favorite song by his own account, here is an incredibly moving rendition of Last Night When We Were Young.
Thank you.
A warm round of applause to one of the greats, Marion McPartlin. We'll miss you. Well, like many composers who had made it on Broadway in the 1930s, the Depression sent them westward, go west, young composers, and Arlen was no exception. In fact, many of his greatest songs came out of Hollywood. Songs like Blues in the Night, Accentuate the Positive, but we're going to stick with some of the more stage-worthy ones. And, of course, his biggest success in Hollywood in 1939 with lyrics by Yip Harburg was The Wizard of Oz. And you all know that movie. I consider it somewhat stage-worthy because it's probably the best narrative musical of that particular period in Hollywood. But here's a song I don't think you know. It was filmed, took 5 weeks to film, featured the entire company, and was cut for being too long. But I think it's one of Arlen's greatest songs. So you'll hear Judy Garland, Ray Bolger, Jack Haley, Burt Lahr dealing with the jitterbug.
Did you just hear what I just heard?
That noise don't come from no ordinary bird.
Maybe just a cricket or a critter in the trees.
It's given me the jitters and the joints around my knees. Oh, I think I see a jijik, and he's fuzzy and he's furry. I haven't got a brain, but I think I ought to worry. I haven't got a heart, but I got a palpitation. This is Monica the Forest. I don't like the situation.
Are you going to stand around and let him fill us full of horror?
I'd like to roar him down. But I think I lost my roarer.
It's a who's-us.
It's a who's-us?
It's a what's-us.
It's a what's-us?
Who's that?
Who's that?
Who's that?
Who's that? Who's that hiding in the treetops? It's that rascal, the jitterbug. Should you catch him buzzing round you, keep away from the jitterbug. The bats and the bees and the breeze in the trees have a terrible, horrible buzz. But the bats and the bees and the breeze in the trees couldn't do what the jitterbug does. So be careful of that rascal. Keep away from
the jitterbug. Oh, the jitter. Oh, the bug. Oh, the jitter. Bum, 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 bum. In a twitter. In the throat. All the critters got to be dancing on a thousand toes.
Ah, she blows!
Thank you.
The jitterbug gone, but thankfully not forgotten, from The Wizard of Oz. After Rodgers and Hammerstein had their huge hit with Oklahoma in 1943, many of the Hollywood composers of the 30s wanted to come back to Broadway, because now that was the place to be, to do interesting and complex material. And Harold Arlen went back with Yip Harburg to write a show called Bloomer Girl, a show I'm not a particularly big fan of. I find it a little ponderous. But boy, there are some great songs from it. So we'll hear two songs from Bloomer Girl. The first is Evelina, and I'm going to present the Broadway to Main Street premiere of Mildred Bailey singing that song, one of another great performers in the 20th century canon. Two songs from Bloomer Girl.
Tell me how long you're gonna keep delaying the day. Don't you reckon it's wrong trifling with April this way? Evelina, won't you pay a little mind to me soon? The earth is fair, the fruit is fine, but what's the use of smelling watermelon, clinging to another fellow's vine? Evelina, won't you roll off that vine and be mine? The use of smelling watermelon, clinging to another fellow's vine. Evelina, won't you roll off that vine and be mine?
The rain that falls from above, so real, so right is our love. It came like the spring that breaks through the snow. I can't say what it may bring, I only know it's right to believe whatever gave your eyes this glow, whatever gave my heart this song, can't be wrong. It's right as the rain that falls from above and fills the world with the bloom of our love.
Whatever gave your eyes this glow, whatever gave my heart this song, can't be wrong. It's right as the rain that falls from above and fills the world with the bloom of our love. As rain must fall and a day
another astonishing Harold Arlen tune, this one from Bloomer Girl, sung incomparably, in my opinion, by Maureen McGovern, beautifully backed by Mike Renzi on the piano. Well, hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and I thought as we're starting in the fall, it would be great finally to tackle the stage work of Harold Arlen. So today we're listening to a string of Arlen. And if you listen to the show over the last, several months, you know that one of my favorite musicals is an Arlen Mercer musical, Johnny Mercer musical called St. Louis Woman, which is from 1946. And they thought this would be the great show to put them up in the pantheon with the Gershwins and Rodgers and Hammerstein. Didn't quite work out that way, unfortunately. But the music, every song is an absolute winner. So it was written for Lena Horne, who didn't perform it on stage. She backed out. But let's hear two wonderful songs. The leading character's opening number, sung in a cover by Lena Horne, and then we'll segue to a brilliant song cut from the show. Even the cut songs are amazing. Two songs from St. Louis Woman, lyrics by Johnny Mercer, music by Harold Arlen.
That's my style. How'd it do me? Watch me smile. Fare thee well, me. After a while, 'cause I gotta roam, and any place I hang my hat is home. Sweetened water. Cherry wine, thank you kindly, suits me fine. Kansas City, Caroline, that's my honeycomb, 'cause any place I hang my hat is home. Pick up and go, and they're going through. pretty stranger. So long, friend. There's a voice in the lonesome wind that keeps whispering, "Run." Cause any place I hang my hat is
home. Lights are bright. Pianos making music all the night. And they pour champagne just like it was rain. It's a sight to see, but I wonder what became of me. Crowds go by that merry-making laughter in their eyes. And the laughter's fine, but I wonder what became of mine. Life's sweet as honey, and yet it's funny. I get a feeling that I can't analyze. It's like, well, maybe it's like a baby sees a bubble burst before its eyes. I've had my flame. I've been around and seen most everything. It's the same champagne, it's a sight to see, but I wonder what became of me.
typical sensitivity to the deep melancholy that underlies most of Harold Arlen's music. Arlen was a rather complex fellow, seemingly incapable of finding a real happy ending. Certainly happy endings eluded him on Broadway. But let's hear one more song from St. Louis Woman. This is sung by another Bailey. We heard Mildred Bailey. Now we'll hear Pearl Bailey, who was pretty much turned into a star overnight from St. Louis Woman, and she'll sing a song from that and then segue to a rendition from another Arlen show she starred in called House of Flowers. But first, from St. Louis Woman, Pearl Bailey.
Someone once said, and I quoted, it's a woman's prerogative to change her mind. He may have you in a halter, harness before and behind, but till you kneel at that altar, it's a woman's prerogative to change her mind. Promise anything, anything at all. Promise everything. Honey, don't swerve. Throw 'em a curve. String 'em along till they show you what they've got in reserve. Big balance, and he seems heaven designed. If the boys shout on his talents, it's a woman's prerogative to change her mind. Any fruit, even a lemon, should have a beautiful rind. But if that lemon's a lemon, it's a woman's prerogative to change her mind. If he won't bow from the center and you're politely inclined, if he won't rise when you enter, it's a woman's prerogative to change her mind. They say precedent makes a thing a law. Hooray, precedent! I can say yes when I mean no. It's hard to believe, but they tell me that it's legally so. So don't fret how much you kissed them if on their couch you've reclined. Don't forget we've got a system. It's a woman's prerogative to change her mind. And you know we do. Ooh, honey, you talk about somebody staying on the same thing all the time. Not us. We change every few seconds. It's all right.
When you fly in too high, like birds sweep in the sky, and pulse make you to pause. The main reason cause two ladies in the shade of the banana tree. How delectable, desirous they can be in the black, black shade of the banana tree. With lips pouting to please and eyes rolling to tease, the most popular plan designed to capture man. Two ladies in the shade of the banana tree. What a frolicking spectacle they can be in the cold shade of the banana tree. The knights, they always fair. Nobody never wear a stitch too much from here to here or even there to there. Oh, that man's fortunate child to be born on that elegant isle. You need no wedded wife, just to taste the joys of life. You wanna look, you wanna see? Ooh, it's nice, agree? Two layers in the shade of the banana tree. You know, this is a sunny shore, it almost never rains. And what's more, we grow gals as sweet as sugar cane. A man's quite a fortunate child to be born on this elegant isle. Place of fun and play. Once here, you're here to stay. You wanna look? You gotta see. It's nice. You agree? Two layers in the shade of the banana. Look! See! Oh, nice. Agree? Two layers in the shade of the banana.
The one and only Pearl Bailey. Anybody know what famous American novelist wrote the lyrics to that song, music by Harold Arlen? Show of hands? Yes, you in the back, you got it. Truman Capote from House of Flowers. Well, as I said earlier, Harold Arlen tried to have one of those great big Broadway book shows like Rodgers and Hammerstein or Lerner and Lowe have in the 50s and 60s, and he kind of came to naught, but of course anything a genius touches, some stardust rubs off. So we'll hear two songs from two failed shows, but songs that are great. First from Saratoga with Carol Lawrence and Howard Keel, lyrics by Johnny Mercer, and then a show called Jamaica, music by Harold Arlen, and this time lyrics by Yip Harburg, sung by the amazing Lena Horne, who really knocks it out of the ballpark. So two 1950s Broadway musicals, music by the one and only Harold Arlen.
I'll have pearls and the box at the races, French chateau and the castle in Spain, two or three dozen watering places, and the yacht bounding over the main. Liveried coachmen in constant attendance, champagne suppers at seven each night, with the Sultan of Turkey upon my right.
Your Highness.
Thank you. I'd inspire a novel by Dickens that the dealers would sell by the batch. You'll forgive me for counting my chickens just before they hatch.
I'll be known as the boss of Montana, kissing babies and robbing the poor, smoking only imported Havana on my yearly political tour. Longhorn steers and a sunny ranchero shot up rustlers all over my yard as I leave my opponents all battle-scarred.
My hero.
It's nothing. Life will offer the easiest pickings. There'll be gold dust wherever I scratch. You can't blame me for counting my chickens just before they hatch.
We'll have dinners of 17 courses. I'll give Cockpoo my yesterday's frocks.
While Coupie drives a team of white horses from his perch on that gold-plated box.
In New Orleans, they'll build me a statue.
In Montana, they'll make me a chief.
Won't we both look attractive in bas relief?
By Renoir.
Then I'll tell them to go to the Dickens.
Thumb my nose at the whole shooting match.
Millionaires are out
counting their chickens.
The plot thickens.
By Charles Dickens.
Easy pickings.
Counting chickens. Just before they.
Napoleon's a pastry, Bismarck is a herring, Alexander's a cream de coco mixed with rum, and Herbie Hoover is a vacuum. Columbus is a circle and a day off. Pershing is a square, what a payoff. Julius Caesar is just a salad on a shell. So, little brother, get wise to yourself. Life's a bowl and it's full of cherry pits. Play it big and it throws you for a loop. That's the way with fate. Comes today we're great. Comes tomorrow we're tomato soup. Napoleon's a pastry. Get this under your brow. What once used to be a rooster is just a duster now. Napoleon's a pastry. Dewberry is a lipstick. Pompadour's a hairdo. Good Queen Mary just floats along from pier to pier. Venus de Milo is a pink brassiere. Sir Gladstone is a bag, it is shocking. And the mighty Kaiser, just a stocking. The Tsar of Russia is now a jar of caviar. And Cleopatra is a black cigar. Yes, my honey lamb, Swift is just a ham. Lincoln's a tunnel, Coolidge is a dam. Yes, my noble lads, comes today with fads. Comes tomorrow we all subway ads. Homer is just a swat. Get this under your brow. All these big wig controversials are just commercials now. Better get your jug of wine and loaf of love before that final vow. Napoleon's a pastry. Caesar is a salad. Get it while you able.
Lena Horne, Scintillating in the Musical Jamaica. Incredibly witty lyrics by Yipar Berg. Music by Harold Arlen. Harold Arlen is not in danger of being one of those forgotten geniuses of history that Lena Horne sings about. Hardly with his incredible talent. I want to take a second to thank Mimi for inspiring this particular episode, one I've wanted to do for a long time, wishing her a happy birthday. And we are coming to the finish line, so you know what that means if it's Harold Arlen. And yes, it is the song voted the most important song by, I think it was Songwriters Guild, the most important American song of the 20th century. We all know it. We've all heard it. It's not from a show, of course. It's from The Wizard of Oz, and it's Over the Rainbow, lyrics by Yipar Berg. But this rendition is sort of special. I found a version of Harold Arlen playing and singing it, but I was not able to get it for the broadcast. And sweet are the uses of adversity, as Shakespeare says, because I found a wonderful studio version that was done for a radio show after the release of the movie in 1939. So you get the best of both worlds. You get Harold Arlen playing Over the Rainbow, and of course Judy Garland singing it very meaningfully with a wonderful undercurrent orchestration. So hats off to Harold Arlen, and thank you so much, Mr. Arlen, for taking American music over the rainbow.
Thank you. once in a lullaby. Upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you
the time all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.